I was speaking last week about stages of marriage. We spoke about that they used to have three stages. The first one, what according to our Hazal is called Shidduchin. Then the second one, what we call Erusin. The third one, what we call Nisuin. Shidduchin, when they start talking about marriage, that they want each other, there's the boy, there's the girl, they like each other, they start talking, when is the marriage going to take place? Just a talk, still nothing really, no ties being there. When they come to the Shidduchin, among Ashkenazim there is a special ceremonial thing, Tnaim they call it. They want to make conditions. They talk. With us, different thing. They come together, what they call meeting of the family. That's exactly what is Shidduchin. Meeting of the family, your son likes my girl, my daughter likes your son. Okay, they start talking, when do you want the wedding to take place? They start give and take. One says in 3 months, one says in 6 months. Okay, they argue about it in a nice way. Exchange of opinions. This one says it's too short of a time, we want to prepare. This one said you are taking it too long. And, you know, someone was anxious to finish faster. That's the way they talk. And after they finish, there is some kind of form of some kind of an agreement to show that there is an agreement between them. What is the thing that takes place to make certain ties between them? That's what we call, we do the kinyan. Not only us, Ashkenazim too. Ashkenazim and Sephardim, they come to make kinyan. What's a kinyan? They take a piece of cloth, usually according to the halacha and Shulchan Aruch, they take the cloth, comes the witness bring, and he gives his clothes. He said, here, hold it, raise your hand, what it takes. Okay, that is the kinyan. If they make the kinyan with the hatan, they make the kinyan with the kalat, they want each other. Sometimes they make the kinyan also with the parents, if there is certain conditions between them. Okay, I'll provide this thing, you provide this thing, they make condition, they make kinyan for that. That means they want to take an obligation to show that they are sincere, obligating themselves for what they do. And during the time, the course of time, there was many, many development that took place, especially among Ashkenazim. The conditions were written, beside the condition were written, there is a fine in case you are not going to live up to the agreement, you will pay so much fine, and that, absolutely, what do you call, kenas, they put. Many things went through, and this is how was Tanaim written. But the truth is, among Sephardim, Kehilot Sephardim also, in the past, used to do that. Write what the conditions, sign them, there's witnesses, they are very careful what kind of witnesses. Who are the witnesses? Has to be not relatives, has to be kasherim, shomrei Shabbat, and so on. They used to make this tanaim. It stopped during the time recently. But here, even in this community, the last one that I did make conditions here was Edisit. Why did he insisted, I want this, the kinyan, I want this. I said, I'm not ready to do it. I'm not here. I'll be busy, so I'll wait any time you come. You wait at 11:30. I rushed myself to come at 11:30. We made certain arrangements. I knew why he wanted it. And I made the writing, and they signed it. He wanted it. That means there was also among Sephardim, and it is in their mind. The difference is they break a plate for Mazal Tov. We don't. That's what we call the Shidduchin. Hashiduchim used to be involved with many things. Here there is a man that called Shadchan. Shadchan is a matchmaker. The matchmaker, the Shadchan, he makes it, wants to get paid. They use certain amount. Sometimes they want to give it, sometimes they don't. If the custom was to give the Shadchan, this one of the businesses was in Halab too. There were some of the rabbis that were Shadchanim. That was done by them, and always they used to pay them for that. Among Ashkenazim, it developed like a big business. It became. And sometimes they took what was the custom of the place. Who pays the Shadchanut? The amount for the Shadchan. The Hadan side, the Kallah side, or both sides. And what is the amount of the Shadchanut? Used to be every country was a different level of payment. And the books wrote so much about it. What used to be this thing, the Shadchanut. In the meantime, became certain form, the way we have Ketubah, certain form that they agree, blessing, Lemazal Tov, Yaleke Gan Rotov, there are all kinds of rhymes that they do, how they obligate themselves, what they obligate themselves with, this is obligation is being written over there. In the meantime, there is developed a problem. They start giving gifts. The gift that they give, there's something to worry. Maybe this gift being given, there's Adim, they will consider it Kiddushin. They were insisting many times not to give the gift directly. The Hatan don't give it to the Kallah directly. They were also, did not want to give the gift with Adim. That shouldn't be considered like Kiddushin. God forbid, he gave it to her in front of Adim, and Adim that could be Kesherim. Perhaps it is becomes like Kedushin, especially that we're talking about that they are going to be marrying each other. There was problems. They didn't want this. What did they do? They send the gift by someone else, and they never say, this is the gift for our marriage, what will come, because it will bring a problem. This is how developed many things of problems. Now we said, after the Shidduchim being done, the question is, a person did promise something, then he doesn't have the money to pay. He obligated himself. Should they stop the marriage? Do they have the right to stop the marriage? I said, then what? If you obligate, the books advise not to stop the marriage because of that. But, of course, it's his obligation. Then they look if he has property. If he has property, they tell him sell some of the property and fulfill your obligation. You can't, certain things you can take from him, certain things we don't take from him. They come to the books to say it. What are the things we can take? What are the things you can take? It developed many things. Of course, all these we don't have today. In our community, used to have these things. Today they don't like to make it. Why? Because there is a second stage. Second stage came what? And they give the Kiddushin. They did not make the Kiddushin and Nisui in the same time. Kiddushin were in a different time, Nisuin were in a different time. During the Talmud, the whole Talmud, they say. The Kiddushin is called Erusin. The Erusin was a different time, the Nisuin was a different time. Now when Erusin is a different time, she is already a wife because she got something called Kiddushin. Now when she is a wife, suppose between the Erusin and the Nisuin, they don't want each other to break off. That's a trouble. She needs a divorce. She becomes a divorcee. Who wants this problem? Long ago, they didn't worry so much about it. They did it. But when we came here, many foreigners came here about 30 years ago. Foreigners came here. They wanted to stay here. What they do, they found someone, okay, I want to marry you. They give Kiddushin. They go to him, fix the papers that you will stay here. He stays here and says, I don't want her. What does he supposed to do to give a get? Even if he gives a get, the girl isn't governed. She's considered a divorcee already. Problem is she has to go with the Kohen. Problem is no one wants to be called divorcee before getting married. There's another problem. They don't want to give the get. Here it is. They wanted money. Give me money, I'll give you the get. They start arguing about the amount of money. When we saw these problems, we stopped it. They used to have this Kiddushin before. We stopped it. We don't want. We said, from now on, everything 3-in-1. Comes to the time of the marriage, then we will make the Kiddushin over there, and we'll make the Kinyan only with the groom. Because not to stop this custom of the Kinyan, that they accept everything, the condition of the Kinyan, with the Kinyan. Now, this is the development that went with us. We come to the Kiddushin itself. Even though we're about Shidduchin, there is a lot to talk. But today, this is not a problem. The question is, after Shidduchin, what do I say? There's many, many changes that took place in our time, but not according to the halacha. If a person already came into agreement, he is allowed to go to see her. Not only allowed to mitzvah, to see her, if he wants her or not. Because our rabbi said a person should not go and get married with blind forward, not knowing whom is he getting married to. He should go and see her. Even though our rabbi said, Asur is the kelb, a person should not go to look at a woman, oh, this woman is pretty, not pretty walking. He's not allowed to do that, even if she is a single. Not married woman also, is not allowed. Uma et bonen al betula. Iyov said, berit karati la'enai, uma et bonen al betula. I have a berit, the Torah that I have to follow, I shouldn't look even on betula, on a single woman. But the person that preparing himself to get married, he's supposed to look at her. Why? Because he will come and say, oh, I didn't know what I'm getting into. I thought she is pretty. Look at her. She's ugly. And you come and say, I was misled. Don't say you were misled. Look. But the question after he looked, they came to agreement. They tell them, after that, finish. You already looked. Don't look at her anymore. Tell the marriage time. It's my Israel. Can you tell today any couple that they agree that they will go to get married and the marriage is going to take 3 months, 6 months later, don't look at them. And more than that, don't touch her. That's already a sur. That keruv, the Gemara said, yad liyad lo inake, pasuk. And then the matzi is yad liyad lo inake, Gemara said, lo inake medina shel geinam. If he gave his hand to the girl. Can you imagine? I had a classmate, very great, Tamilakam. He gave his hand once because she stretched her arm. He came the whole day, he was crying. He was crying the whole day. My Israel, what kind of Ginnam I have? He said, imagine how far we went from what used to be and what is the halacha to what we are today. Today I tell you, what's wrong with dancing? And mixed dancing, you know. There is no concept. What is the Jewish religion? What does it mean when they say, Hineva Ohel, Tzenu'a Haita, Parasha of this week, Ve'emirun lo, Ayesara Ishtecha, Ve'emirin Hineva Ohel. What do you ask? She's in her place. Well, there, and then inside. And the mechit sinu'aita. This is what kol kibudda, bat melech penima. Today they can't believe it. If you tell them this, who will believe you what you're talking? There isn't such a thing. That's to show what is the change in what the tradition of our fathers, what was. Yes, we talk about Shidduchin. Between Shidduchin and the Nisuin, Shema Yisrael, how many things they go on. We come, what used to be Shidduchin? They were gathering, very good. They sing songs of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they make a little Seudah sometimes. They ask, this Seudah, Seudah Shel Mitzvah or not? Depend. If it is Seudah, you are singing song of praise to God. That's Seudah Shel Mitzvah. But the Seudah is being done, no songs for praise of God. Different kind of songs, different kind of gathering, eating with Ad Berachot. This one is, he has a kippah, this one doesn't have the kippah. What the kippah? What is the smicha? They say, even in marriage, we say, Nevarech Elokeinu Shasimcha b'ma'ono. If there was a mixed dancing, the book said, it's not allowed to say Shasimcha b'ma'ono. There's no simcha la Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that. This is a big problem of our days. Then Seudat Shidduchin could be Seudat Mitzvah, could be not Seudat Mitzvah. We come to the Irusin, the Kiddushin. Here comes how to make the Kiddushin. The Kiddushin, long, long ago, originally used to be a diamond ring. Diamond is a stone, precious stone. The rabbis didn't like it. Why? Because precious stone varies about in the price. The lady can come and claim, oh, I thought you were giving me that much, and I was misled. Therefore, the Kiddushin is not Kiddushin. I appraised it, it's half of what I thought. I wouldn't marry you if I knew this. Well, that's why I say, problems. She thought you are giving her 10,000, you gave her 6,000. That's a big difference. And because of that, Rabbi said, wedding band, no stones. Why? He has to know the price, to appraise it, and know who's going to appraise and know. Therefore, wedding band. The wedding band, that's Kiddushin. And of course, in America, now they don't want them to be cheated, to lose that diamond ring. They can say engagement ring, gift, okay. As long as he gives it as a gift. If you'll give it again to her in front of Adim, Adim who are Kasherim, something to worry that this is Kiddushin. Be a safek if she needs a get or not. Who wants to go into these troubles? Okay, what if it became gold? Syria, they said gold. Gold also, there is different. There is gold which is 14 carats. There is gold 18 carats. There is gold which is 22 carats. Big difference in the price. Again, she can tell you, I thought you were giving me that. They came, they said, let's do it with silver. The Kubalim, they like more silver. Ashkenazim, they insist on gold. They have a reason why. That is, there is two different directions. One says it's better gold band, one says better silver band. And silver, I tell you, it is rahamim. According to Mekubalim, silver is mercy. Gold is din. And therefore, don't take the din. Venishai right of Ishaim, advising all to take a ring of silver, not gold. And they warn us, be careful, don't take a ring of silver, gold color. Why? Because if they take gold color, she will think this is a gold. Again, you know, there is a misleading. Make it. And why they say it's better ring? Number of reasons there is. They say ring is not like you give something, that you give something worth money or anything. Why? Stays with her on her finger. She will always remember this, what he gave me, to show that there is affection between them. But once you give her something that isn't something in the closet or that doesn't stay with her. Some of the books say this is the reason. But as I said, halacha, you can give her anything that's worth money, and this is, it is b'kodesh. This is the kiddushin. Of course, when they make saudah, they dump the kiddushin. Again, they sing songs of that. There's no question that saudah opens up. The question is, could they make shidduchin the whole year round any day? Could they make kiddushin any day of the whole year round? As you know, shidduchin, you can make most of the days of the year. Even in Chol HaMoed, even Ben HaMetzarim, even in Omer, shidduchin, that's me when I come to talk about agreeing to get married to each other. Yes, but the question is, there are certain days we can make some kind of music and that, to eliminate the music. But the very fact of shidduchim, that means getting together to say, that's good, because this is something of mitzvah. You do it, you don't delay it. But kiddushin, that's a question. Kiddushin, sometimes yes, sometimes not. As you know, the kiddushin comes ben ha-metzarim, the 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av. There is the Omer, there is even Chol HaMoed, El Me'aribin Simcha, Besimcha. There is Simcha of the holiday, you don't make another Simcha. But as I said, Yom Tov, Shabbat, definitely not. And why, they say, why don't you make Kiddushin? There is two things. Depend. If you make the Kiddushin with something that you give her, that is Ki Yikach Ish Isha. There is different ways how to make Kiddushin. One of them is that you give her a kesef. You give her whatever it is, something you make. Sometimes maybe you come to write certain conditions. We'll know what happened in Shabbat and Yom Tov. Chachamim said, not allowed to do it. But also, if you make kinyan, you can make a kinyan. It looks like buying something. You don't do it on Shabbat and Yom Tov. Therefore, there is no kiddushin on Shabbat and Yom Tov. But they say, okay, you don't make kiddushin on Shabbat and Yom Tov, but if I make it Arab Shabbat. Ooh, the books came. One book said this way, one book said this way. You can make Arab Shabbat because you might be late, go into the Shabbat, they will come to make Kiddushin maybe a little bit after dark. They don't want to make Arab Shabbat. The custom is they make Arab Shabbat. And the book said they advise to make Kiddushin, some of them said Tuesday, and Friday. Tuesday, Yom Shenechpal Bo, Kitov. Twice Kitov, it's written on Tuesday in the creation. And Friday, it's written Ve'in Netov, Me'od. Very good. See, there is a blessing. Not only that. Some they say Thursday is good. And Friday. Why? Because on Thursday, it's written Beracha to the Dagim. And also Beracha to Friday. Mankind. Ve'yomer lahem elokim peru urbu. Then there is beracha for priya v'rabia. That's why they like to do it on Thursday, also on Friday. But there is the only thing. Some they complain. They say Monday. Some they say Wednesday is good. Some say Wednesday. There is a saying: don't start with any business on Monday and Thursday, and Wednesday. Wednesday, Yom Shilakubo Me'orot. Monday is not written Kitov. They don't like it. And business, I say, how about marriage? Some of them, why not? The same. Some say, no, marriage is a mitzvah. Go ahead and worry about it. And that is, came in the mind of some people. No, I don't want it Monday. They used to be very particular here. At the beginning, Sunday before sunset, before it become Monday, they used to. Today, I was praying sunset or not sunset. There is in books, don't make Kiddushin at second half of the month. Why? This is the time the Levana goes less and less and less. Israel Mishanu La Levana. Compared to the moon. Take it in the time the Levana is rising, becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. That's as you are on the way up. But there are them. I made it second half of the month. Oh, some rabbi wrote to me a letter. Rabbi, I got your invitation. How do you make it in this time of the month? I said, my dear friends, I wrote him a letter. If I have to do it later in the month, or delay to do it another time till it will come the right time for the girl to do it, and then I think it's better not to delay it. That is according to what the conditions. I told him, nothing to worry about it. This is in the mind of some people. Oh, some Ashkenazi, so particular about it. They would make the second half of the month. Because some books mention, try to do it. But doesn't mean stop it from doing it. Do the right thing, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will help you, everything to be okay. Don't worry for simanim like this, when you have to do the mitzvah. We come to the Kiddushin itself. There is many, many technicalities about the laws. Kiddushin must have witnesses. When we have witnesses, we designate those witnesses. Why? Because if you make many, maybe one of them would be pasul, will spoil the horn, Aidut. Because when we have Aidut, Shabbat La Miksata, but La Kula, there is. If there is 10 Aidim, one is no good, then all the 9 also will be avoided. And there is no Aidut. And Kiddushin, there is no Aidim, there is no good. Not Kiddushin. Big problems. Who wants this problem? Therefore we say that it must be designated the Adim, and we tell them. We tell the Hatan, the Kanan, these are the Adim, excluding of everybody else, they are not Adim, only these two. That's why we emphasize this. Then we come, the Adim should not be relatives. The Adim should be Kesherim, Shomrei Shabbat, and Shomrei Mitzvot. If not, if a person Avarian is Eid Pasul, and there is many things that makes a person Pasul Laidut, it's not good for Eid. If a person is gambler, that's his business, goodbye. Pasul Laidut. You have to know who is a person. Sometimes we come across a wedding, it's very difficult to get Eid here. You don't know the people. People are kasherim or not? Very hard. If they are, the kasherim are relatives. They're not relatives, we don't know if they are kasherim or not. It's a problem. The person must prepare himself always beforehand to see that there is adim who are kasherim and not relatives. There's checking of whom do you get married to? That's the duty of the Hatan, duty of the parents. First of all, they look at many things, even though from the halakha maybe it would be okay. But still and all they tell us, there is a pegam. What do you call pegam? Some blemish in the family. They say if in the family there is someone, God forbid, married, an outsider, it's not good to get married. Because you don't know what the children will be later. This is a real pagam. If a person made an agreement, shiduchin, that we will, they set the day, then they hear one of the family change. But there is, if you don't live up to the agreement, you have kenas, you have that. I said, listen, I didn't know this will happen. This would happen. We can tell him that he is allowed to stop the marriage. And the book said, yes. If happens something which is no good, we tell him he has the right to stop it. He said, I don't want to be incessant. The things that the Gemara said, when a person wants to get married, he should see who are the brothers, who is the mother, we should look up to 3 generations back, if they are good or not. More than that, he doesn't have to look. He has got that they are good. But you have to look for 3 generations. We are involved today. Some of our boys go to get a girl from a different community. You don't know who is the girl. Who is the girl? Who are the parents? Is it really they give birth to this child or is adopted? If the child is adopted, is it according to the halakha, everything done according to the halakha or not? Even adopted by Jewish people, maybe this girl is not allowed to be married to one of our boys. For what? Because if there's no gerut done, adoption today, must it come from strangers? This child has to be done gerut, conversion. And if it wasn't done according to the halakha, you're marrying a goya, which could happen many times. And if they don't know about it, they go to adopt with them. Sometimes you don't. We had recently adoption. What are the papers? They don't have the papers. They don't even know about papers. They come from a different community. They adopted the child. But the child, is it good or not good? If you don't bring the papers to know who made the adoption, who was there, how can we tell our boy, go and get married, we perform the marriage with him? This is absolutely out of order. That's why if you hear anything that there is adoption, you have to find out right away to let them be aware is it done according to the halakha or not. And you have to let people know. I used to argue with the rabbis when I came to the United States. I said, we must have a record. If we don't have a record, we don't know what can develop in the course of years. Later on, there's many things happening. If we don't know, okay, a rabbi knew the people were a smaller community, knew each and every one of them, and knew who is adopted, who is not, if it's done according to the law or not, today you don't. It's a large community, spread all over, and you don't know who is who. That's a problem. This is up to the parents to find out before you come to the rabbi, then the rabbi has to investigate each and every one of them. But still can be, they can tell you, yes, this is my child. It happened that they got even a birth certificate on the parents, people who adopted them. Then I found out, how could it be? That is, they took a birth certificate also on the child. The child is adopted. And no papers of anyone doing anything about it. I said, absolutely, out of order. We have to make, oh, there's a doubt, not a doubt, okay. Make the conversion. In such a case, since there is a safek, maybe it's good to make the conversion, even though we don't make conversion. This is a child that was raised as a Jew, and we don't know if it's done or not. If there is safek, if we know for sure, we don't make the conversion. But when we don't know, it's a problem. That's why I said there are things that the books advise what to look after. You look at the family, the surrounding. If it is good, certain things are absolutely out of order. You can't, it's not allowed to marry them. But certain things you are allowed, but what is the surrounding? What will be with the children later? This is what we say. They check on the mother, they go back 3 generations. They look at sisters, brothers. If any of the brothers married an outsider, it's not good. Gemara said, "Rob banim domim la'achem ha'em." Most of children, they are learning from the uncles on the mother's side. Why? The mother taking their children, where is she going to? To her family. When she goes to her family, the closest one are brothers. She goes there. And the children learn from the brothers. This is what a person has to look for. Now we come, there is a kiddushin. we spoke about the Kiddushin itself, about what he gives her. There is a custom that always they say, perhaps she will come and say, I didn't know what he was giving me. They say in front of the Hatan, the Kala, to the Edim, the rabbi said, look at it. You think this is worth certain money? Shave peruta, the minimum of money? They look, of course, there's a silver there. We are very particular that will be a silver dollar. Silver dollar, that is the pure silver. Why? Silver dollar used to be pure all the time, till 1963, inflation. Gold became 1 ounce of gold from 40, kept going up and up and up. You know how much it reached? 750. So high. Same thing, silver went up. And we tell him, get silver dollar. Between 63 and 87 was very difficult to get it. They got it from each other. But 87, the government issued again. Every year they issue up to now, not on the market, because still went way down, I don't know, $8, $9, the silver dollar, not here. Went where? 35 it was, very high. Now it's lower. And the gold went lower and the silver went lower. Okay, then we tell them this is silver dollar. They see it. Silver, of course, Shabe Peruta. The Edim said, yes, we know Shabe Peruta. Then she knows. She got married for in Peruta. Don't come to say I was misled. Now, we come from the Kiddushin. We go, there is a part that's called Nisuin. Nisuin, where they make the ceremony. Really, the word Nisuin means they are absolutely 100% married. What do you mean 100%? And Kiddushin is not 100%. They don't want each other, they need a divorce. But there is halacha in the Gemara. If a person gave Kiddushin, did not make Yehud, or did not make chuppah, doesn't that certain things are not being covered? God forbid, if she dies, he doesn't inherit her. There's no Yerusha. If he is a Kohen, she doesn't eat the Rumah yet. If she dies, he does not become Tameh. If he is a Kohen, and Omit Tamela. When does it become to cover everything? When there is Nisuin. So in the final stage of marriage, is Nisuin. Wow, what did we call Nisuin? When they go to live in the room. When they go to live in apartment. Nobody is there. They check that nobody is there. They lock them there. They tell them, lock the door. Two witnesses again, they stand outside. They stand outside for 8-10 minutes. Then they knock at the door. Hey, young man, we gave you enough time to be husband and wife. Because the assumption is, once you leave a couple in a room, they're not going to sit everyone in one corner, a different corner, and hide there. Of course, they become husband and wife. That's what they call the Gemara. Hen hen ade yehud, hen hen ade biya. Once there is adim on the yehud that were locked together, finish with saying, already they became husband and wife. This is what is Nisuin. Came to Gemara and said, equally the same, not necessarily to be in the room, if you give them, you put them under chuppah, but under a cover. You put a shelter and the bridegroom room under it, and Edim witnesses to see it, good enough, just like being in the room. From this came the idea of those four poles, cover over them, to make it chuppah. That's good. In the course of time, they made the poles short, poles four men holding them, to show their affection to the couple. And nowadays, big business thing. Used to be the weddings, come to the ceremony, okay, they look, mabuk, mabuk, and they go home. They get a little bit of that bus of chocolate at the doorway, And the family members, the family goes into the house, they eat the dinner, and they sing, and they dance. And, okay, and $200, $300, you make the whole wedding. Today it's big, big institutions. I don't know what. Business. Here comes a caterer, here comes a florist, here comes a photographer, here comes a musician. Big, big money. Canopy itself can run from 2,000 to 50,000. Only that. Little thing. You can imagine in the last 30 years what happened in the community. There are some communities, they put an order. Limit the number of guests, limit the amount you spend. Not more than 10,000. Not more than 150 guests. There is an order among the Hasidic people, some of them, and some of them just the same as us. They go all the way. And some of them, there is an order from the rabbi, not more than that. If we have the power to do it, there's nothing better than that, to limit. But unfortunately, we can't talk about it now. We know what the condition. Today they compete with each other. Everybody wants, he has money, he doesn't have money. He would borrow, would do everything just to do it, which is not so healthy for us. But we can control it. Now when we come and say, the chuppah, these flowers, many times even there isn't. There will be little lines over there, not the chuppah. Because we rely on what? On the talit. Talit is a good custom. They take the talit, they put it over the hatan kala, that becomes the chuppah. The chuppah makes it final stage of the marriage. Now when we come and say there is nisuin, it comes a question. We make kiddushin Friday many times. Nisuin will be when? Friday night. It goes into later many times. Sometimes even the kiddushin, they come late. Those places that there is Friday, they don't like it. How about if we sing it Saturday night, Shmuel said? Gemara said, no good Saturday night. Why become Hallel Shabbat? Today they tell you, they prepare everything before Shabbat. The truth is, we know, unfortunately, it does cause Hallel Shabbat. Ladies go to the beer shop, all kind of things. If there is anyone who has the power to stop it the whole year, they should stop it. I was in the opinion they should stop it the whole year. What happened? They came because one of members of the community was died at the end after the party. Then they woke up and said, when it is a long day, we don't do it. Why? If you had to stop it, then I stop it altogether for the whole year. It was a mistake, to my opinion. But they said, they insisted no. They don't want to do it at once the whole year. And this is what happened suddenly. Gemara said, even Sunday many did not like it. Because maybe they will prepare on Saturday. Okay, Sunday there is mahlok in the books. For Allah or not. Sunday night there's no question it's about it because already Monday. But during Sunday the day, there is a mahlok in the books. And you can see that today even Saturday night is good, Sunday is good, everything. And I say, somebody called me up last week. Rabbi, I want to book for next November, next year, 98. All is booked, all the hotels for Sunday. And I want to make it for Saturday night. Am I allowed? I said, well, listen, I'll be honest with you. According to our practice, you can do it Saturday night because November after the time is changed. But I don't like it. I have to tell you, I don't like Saturday night any day of the year. Try to get it somewhere Sunday. Maybe you. Okay, Rabbi, I'll try. I don't know what he will do. This was only last week. He wants to spend big money in a hotel and there, and he can't get there. All booked Sunday, he said. I don't know, I went to the biggest hotel there, all booked. I said, try to. Maybe you'll find. And what can I tell him more than that? Now, sometimes there is a problem. Boys and girls are gathered together. All of a sudden, they want to have fun. Hey, children there, they see what goes on. Wedding, that. He comes, he takes something, he tells the girl, you'll be mine with this one. They all laugh. And Shema Israel. And there is the Radim. Shema, what is this? There's a big problem there. Is that Kiddushin? He gave her in front of Adim, and she took it, they're laughing. It's a joke for them. But this joke is a very, very serious thing. If he's grown up, over one mitzvah age, she's grown up, over 12, it's a problem. This husband and wife,